The Braingasm Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. To get a free 30-day trial and one free audiobook of your choosing, go to www.audibletrial.com/braingasm or click the link on braingasmpodcast.com. Help us help them help you. The rare win-win-win. Hey, Cheska, do you ever buy anything on Amazon?
Well, yes, Ben, I do.
Did you know that you can go to braingasmpodcast.com right now, click the banner ad for Amazon, and everything you buy, we get a kickback from?
Really? What was that URL again?
That's braingasmpodcast.com. Click the banner ad at the top, go to Amazon, and everything you buy helps support the Braingasm Podcast. And the best thing is, it doesn't cost you a dime. Warning, the following episode has been canceled. The Braingasm Podcast. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Braingasm Podcast, episode number 151.
151.
151. Cheska, yeah. You sound much deep. You have a much deeper voice than usual.
Right, yeah, and I seem, you know, there's a general awesomeness that was less present before.
More. I feel like the hormone therapy is going well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Got my dick sewed on. It's going pretty good.
Is that actually how they do it? Do they actually? I only know how they do the female one because of South Park in that episode where Mr. Garrison gets a sex change and they show everything on screen.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fucked up episode. Like,
that's the one where he's got the dick on the mouse running around.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, like a season later.
He goes back on it, yeah.
I think that's the season premiere is when he loses his, when he gets a sex change. And I think the season finale is when he tries to get his sex change back.
Right.
Because I think he spends a whole season as a woman getting railed by Richard Dawkins.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just, like, welded on there.
Yeah,
that's, like, you just kind of take a transplant dong and then you take a soldering gun.
You think with the transplant dong, like, you think it's, like, a cosmetic surgery where, you know, how they go through and they have, like, the books in the lobby where you can, like, oh, this is what you're, these are all the new noses you could get, like.
I don't think that's the case, because if that was the case, men would just cut off their dongs and get better ones.
How great would it be if you were to walk into a doctor's office and, like, you'd see what you thought was a magazine, you just pick it up. It's just a catalog of dicks. And it's like, here are all the dick options you can choose from. They're color-coded.
It's like, hello, doctor, I would like a sex change. It's like, okay, you want to be a lady? No, I just want to be more of a man.
Yeah, I want to go
cut
for
it
a little...
off, make it better.
Oh my god, you know the sad thing is, like, I feel like 85% of men would actually do that if it was afforded as an option.
That would be the most, like, profitable business of all time.
We wouldn't even have to, like, actually do it. We could just tell them we did it, and I feel like enough people would still go.
Yeah, like, if I made a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo for, like, dick surgery.
If you
which
can
is
make
the name
60...
of a band my friends are in.
If you can make 60 grand for making potato salad... I feel like we could get at least $1 billion for our dick transplant.
Yeah, $1.5 billion, I'd probably would it top out at. I'd say.
What would our stretch goals be? Like, what would we'd have to obviously lead with? Like what would our perks be on Kickstarter?
Just I don't know. If you donate $75,000, you get Wesley Snipes' dick.
You just take, like, famous people's dicks. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't need it anymore.
It's
He's
like
wait,
we'll go there Repo Man style and just. Grab his dick for tax purposes.
I was going to say, Wesley, we could probably convince him. MC Hammer, same thing.
Yeah, we could just repossess their wieners. It'd be great. Yeah, so this has just evolved into dick.
Here's how we do it. Here's how we do it.
5 seconds. Yeah.
Here's how we do it.
Okay.
We start a talent agency.
Okay.
This is a long con. We start a talent agency.
We need to get Kelsey Grammer in on this.
We get all these guys to sign on a dotted line a contract that says... If you become super famous and you don't pay taxes, we can repossess your dick for the purpose of selling it on the black market. Then, 20 years later, some of these guys go on to become wicked famous.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm assuming at least a few of them won't pay taxes. Mm-hmm. That is when we launch our dick transplant service.
And I imagine less of them will read the whole contract, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, but we're not going to recruit a bunch of smart people here. We're going to recruit some dumb guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that was some straight up wiener talk right off the bat.
That was probably the most elaborate and disturbing dick joke ever made, right?
You ever see that one Aqua Teen Hunger Force where there's like these gnomes and they wanted to cut everybody's dicks off?
I have not seen that, but I'm going to watch that the minute we're done.
And then they made a spaceship made out of dicks. That's great.
Jeff Stroop, my friend, was reminding me of the Underpants gnomes.
Yeah.
Because Jeff and I have this habit. We get together and we come up with these business ideas that are just the worst business ideas ever.
Okay.
And he pointed out, he's like, dude, I had a realization. He was watching South Park. He's like, I had a realization that we are the Underpants gnomes. Because I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, think about it. Well, think about all the ideas we've ever had. Think about the Underpants gnomes. All right. Step one, get underpants. Step three, profit.
Yeah.
That's step exactly two. How we always come at it. It's just like,
don't know what step two is.
Yeah, what's some ridiculous idea, and then it's just like step one. So here's an idea we had. A mobile pet impregnation service. So like we just start off with us in a van and a dog, and we would go around like, hey, do you want our dog to fuck your dog and make puppies? And we'll just like go to houses, and then that'll be our thing. Then. Yeah,
dogs. That's just what breeders do, except they only have like one.
Right, and that's what we'll do, but we'll be mobile. We'll go to them, and we'll just drive around. And then as the business gets more and more more and more rich, we'll keep expanding to different animals. So we'll start off, we'll get a cat eventually, and then a hamster. And then, before you know it, we're breeding, exotic. We're getting – before you know it, the Chinese government is calling us in to get pandas to breed because we're the foremost experts on animal breeding.
The best at it. But it just turns out that, Ben was fucking all the dogs the whole time. And you come out with weird ginger
dog. They just open the back door and it's just like
– with mutant faces.
They just open the door.
And all they say is just, kill me.
I just imagine they open the door and they walk in and there's just that slow open the door, see me doing it, and then just really just slowly back away and just start closing the door, just not and just
ten you didn't see anything.
Yeah, so, that's our business idea. I think that's a solid idea. Bad.
So how does this thing usually go? What have you been watching? That's the thing we can talk about. You've been watching
watching? I watched an entire season of Halt and Catch Fire.
Yes, you were telling me that was good. I still haven't checked that out.
Have you watched Halt and Catch Fire?
Nope, I haven't checked it out.
I don't know. Okay, I have a hard time recommending. Okay, so it's a good show. Do you like Lee Pace, by the way? Do you watch Pushing Daisies?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you'd love Pushing Daisies, dude. You got to watch that show. That shit's good. You know Brian Fuller, obviously.
Not by name, but I'm sure I'm familiar.
The guy who made Hannibal. Yeah, okay. Dead Like Me. He was involved with Heroes, but don't hold that against him. He did this show called Pushing Daisies, and it's really it's just almost really modern fairy tale. And there's this guy, he owns a pie shop, but it's really fairy tailed up, and it's very over the top. And he's got this ability where he can touch somebody and bring them back to life. And if they bring them back to life, he has to put them back. He has to touch them again to kill them. And then, so he can't, if he touches you and you're dead, you're brought back to life. If you're not put back down within 30 seconds, you're alive forever, but somebody else dies. Okay. And he uses it to solve mysteries. So he goes into a person will die, and this detective who's a friend of his will call him up and be like, look, we got a stiff. He goes in and he taps the guy on the shoulder and goes, who killed you? And the guy's like, oh my God, it was this guy. And then he blah, blah, blah. And then blah, blah, taps him. He's out again. And they solve mysteries that way. It's a great show. It's a really fucking good show.
Back. It's like, oh, amazing. I'm not. Fuck.
Oh, dude, they really do play that up. It's only one season. It got canceled too soon. But they really do play it up. There are some people who they always come back, and some people come back totally cool. Some people come back just horrifyingly screaming,
as you would.
Some people come back, and there's very little left of them. It's really it's a really great show. He's the main actor in that and in Halt and Catch Fire. Very different character in each. Halt and Catch Fire. It's pretty good. I mean, it's a pretty lackluster season of television this summer. I don't know about how you have felt.
I didn't watch Halt and. You mean television in general?
No, I just meant anything. I meant overall television overall.
Watching. Nathan for You has been.
Nathan for You
incredible
is amazing.
This season.
It's one of the best shows on television. It's
so fun.
Oh my God. I literally pee myself laughing. That example of the mobile pet impregnation, that is Nathan for You is that idea, that whole idea.
Yeah, but he'd try to sell
businesses,
it.
But just way funnier.
He'd make it work.
Way funnier. Yeah, it's like, what if you took that idea and was actually a good idea and funny?
Oh man, oh, fuck the one with the exorcist and the real estate agent. Just, holy shit! I don't know how he managed to find the most gullible real estate agent in the entire world.
It's funny, actually. I listened to an episode of the Cracked podcast, and they were talking about it was a recent episode, and they were talking about like weird superpowers people have. Like weird little talents that you wouldn't think of as being important, but are actually kind of important. And that's when they actually brought him up, and they said that they went to see him live, and he does a lot of crowd work, but he does this thing where like he scans the crowd. He's really good at like reading people instantly and figuring out who they are. And so that's what he uses on the show. Like, and that's what they said, like the key to the show is he finds people who are, I think the best one is the bounty hunter guy.
The detective. The private investigator. He got his own TV show
I know. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's so strange. I'm pretty sure he only got that show because of his appearance on Nathan For You. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%. But yeah. And that's what they said. Like he's so good at finding these weird people like who are like, endearing enough that you root for them, but just gullible enough to go along. They're so trusting. Yeah, for sure. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, there's a who aren't familiar with them, there's a million shows like that. So, like, people are like, oh, it's one of those fix my business up TV shows. This is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And they just go along with whatever he says, even though it's the dumbest crap ever. Did you watch the one where he.
It's not always, though. That's what I love about it. Some of them are not bad ideas.
Like, what? They're all awful.
Okay, some of them are definitely no. You know the one that was What's a that? Genius idea was the party invitation.
Oh, that
one.
Is good.
That was a genius idea. Like that idea, like you have people you want to quote unquote invite, but you don't want them to actually be there. Develop an algorithm that automatically sends their invitations to the spam filter, so the next day you can be like, "Hey man, why didn't I get invited to the party? Dude, check your spam." And it's in. That is a genius idea. Like. Like I watched that and I'm like, this isn't even a joke idea. This is a legitimately good idea. I'm trying to remember. There's other.
No, that's great. I find like if that was amazing. But like, I'm one of the only people in the world who would never have any use of that because like, as soon as I decide that I no longer like someone, I'll just be a huge jerk to them to like go away.
I was gonna say you don't have feelings. Have like you're more of a sociopath.
I don't waste my time. Like I don't pretend I'm friends with people that I'm not friends with. Essentially, just for the sake of like not having any bad blood, like it's like, oh, this person's actually dumb and annoying. I guess I'll just not spend any time with them.
Yeah, another episode I thought was a good idea was the haunted house one. That guy did not go along with it, but that is a legitimately true thing. If you got pressed for being sued for being too scary, that would be good advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they used to sell like one of those things. It's like, oh, somebody had a fucking heart attack in this thing. Like I saw that on television. Mm-hmm. Once, and people were like, oh, yeah, I have to go to the spook house.
No, and then that was the entire marketing campaign for the first Paranormal
Activity. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
It was just shots of the audience watching the movie. It was a genius marketing campaign because the movie was terrible. Shit. So like. How do we market this movie without showing any of the terrible movie? Like, oh, we'll just show people watching the terrible movie.
It'll be good enough. And they're dumb idiots, so they scream at all the right parts.
Yeah. Absolutely. I also thought the one that was good was the maid service.
Oh, my God,
like,
yes.
That's a good idea if it wasn't 40 people. Like, that was ridiculous, but, like, having, like, 10, 20 people? Not a terrible idea.
That was so good because it worked. It was just, like, it was, like, a minute and a half off of the time that he allotted. Like, basically 40 maids show up to a house, and it's like, all right, you got 6 minutes to clean it.
Yeah, and then each doing one very specific thing. And then at the end, the best thing, when he's like, when he's trying to get the guy, like, he's trying to get one of them to have to
It's like, oh, isn't he a handsome man? That was the reddest dude I ever saw. Like, that guy had massive sunburns all over his body.
I think the reason I think the show worked, it's all entirely because of Nathan Fielder is the reason that show works. Because, and not just because he created the show, there's something very specific about him that works. He is so endearing. That's the thing. Like, he's
unassuming.
My favorite thing about the show is how desperate he is to get everyone to like him.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's so brilliant. Like, it's because in all these shows, it could be so mean so quickly. Yeah. Like, a lot of the things they do, like, these are people's businesses you're fucking with. Like, it's very mean to pull a prank on them. But the fact that he's so nice to everybody and he generally wants to be everyone's friend.
That's my favorite running gag in that show is like, so what are you doing later? Do you want to like hang out socially?
Yeah. And that was the best of the private detective one where he hired the other private detective to find his first private detective. And then he hired another. Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
What else is on this summer? I've been watching, only recently back, but I've been watching Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls, the show ever. You know who got me into that show?
Devin Bateson. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Devin Bateson. He was at a show in Niagara, and we were talking. I was watching a regular show, and I was telling him about. And he like, we're big cartoon fans, and he's just like, dude, you got to watch Gravity Falls. And I'm like, all right. So I didn't watch it.
It's my Devin.
You got to watch Gravity Falls.
Let's do Devin at each other all the time. It'd be fun.
Let's just do Devin at each other.
Oh, I'd give him a go. Yeah, Devin, if you're listening, I'd rut the shit out of you, my friend.
Devin is a freaky thing because for certain angles, we look far too similar.
Certain angles what? You cut out there.
Oh, for certain angles, Devin and I look far too similar.
Maybe? I guess you could say that.
I don't know. Maybe
bit.
It's just me.
Yeah, Devin looks like a sad
I remember your
man
party
scientist.
Was weird. I remember your party was weird. There was a certain angle where he was like, it was like if I'm slightly behind him, he looks like very similar to me. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And I was high out of my mind. So it was just like, oh my God, I'm on stage, but I'm standing here. So it was one of those moments. Gravity Falls is. I actually binge watched all. That's what I've been watching. You've like nailed the two shows I've been binge watched recently, which is it's a term in the dictionary now.
Binge
by the way.
Watch.
Did you know that? Binge watch has now been added to the dictionary along with my personal favorite.
I read your size Facebook. Boob. I saw what happened.
Did you read the whole thing?
No,
I
didn't.
One
in
there.
The thing. I never clicked on it.
Oh, dude, it's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, tell people what Gravity Falls is while I'm looking up these words.
Oh, okay. Well, Gravity Falls is like basically about these two little kids, Dipper and Mabel Falls. Wait, what's their last name? Is their name Falls? I don't know.
No, it's Pines.
Yeah, not Falls. But anyway, and they got to go to, they're hanging out with their great uncle or their Grunkle Stan for the summer. And the whole series, because this is the last season now, it takes place over one summer. And like Gravity Falls.
What? They're
the
only
place.
Doing two seasons?
What's that? Yeah, they're only doing two seasons.
They're only
seasons.
Doing two seasons?
Yeah. They're only
bullshit.
Yeah, well, it's just the story of like these kids in this place for one summer. Right?
Yeah.
And like Gravity Falls is totally fucked up and there's like zombies and mummies and dwarves and shit and all kinds of wacky hijinks. And like Mabel's like one of the best characters. All the characters in that show are just the best.
Oh, dude! It's such a great show because it's like a Stephen King novel, but a cartoon for kids,
and it's funny. Unlike a Stephen King novel.
It's so funny though. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, all the characters are so endearing. Every single that's the reason the show works so well is because the characters you generally like them. Even I love Grunkle Stan. Grunkle Stan is great. He is the like most malevolent person.
He is.
Ever.
Yeah, he's great. And. They got Matt Chapman from Strong Bad Emails fame. He's working on the show now. I saw a Vine from, I think, Alex Hirsch's Twitter account. And it was like him doing an impression of Grunkle Stan talking to Strong Bad. And it was one of the best things I've ever seen on the internet. It made me so happy.
Yeah. I love that show, dude. Honestly, it's such a great show. Like the way they weave the larger mythology throughout. It's just so expertly done. It's never like overplayed. But I'm legitimately into it. Like I'm not even joking when I've said I've looked up like certain like things, and I'm like, oh
yeah.
I'm
last season I did all the little codexes at the end with the numbers, and I actually wrote one. We have a quote of the day part on the whiteboard at work where we like write down all the prep that needs to be done and everything. And I wrote down "Go fuck yourself."
Very mature.
Oh man. Yeah, my work is just full of maturity. It's basically like what we sell.
You sell award-winning salads, apparently. Because I read your Facebook.
That's right. I am an award-winning salad maker. That's true. Also, I didn't introduce myself at the beginning of this podcast.
I feel like the people know who you are now. You're on the
roster.
You're on the team. Like you're
you're
on the roster. Like, I think they know who you
How's
are.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Hello.
I found the list of words, by the way. Okay, so it's adorbs. Yeah. Is a word now. Air punch. which I don't ever remember using. Well, it says thrusting one's fist or clenched fist up into the air, typically as a gesture of triumph. That's a fist bump.
A fist bump. Like, oh, I guess.
Yeah, fist bump. Like fist pumping. Like pumping, not bump. Fist bump is B-U-M-P. Yeah. This is fist pump. Gotcha. I don't know air punch. I've never heard that before. That's not something that you'd see in like Super Smash Brothers.
It's your damn thing.
Amaze balls is now a word. Yes. Anti-vax is
that's a thing.
That's a fad. Binge watch is in the dictionary now. Bro hug, which is a friendly embrace between two men.
Bro grab. It's
guy love between two guys. Clickbait is now a word. Mm-hmm. Cray is now a word.
Fantastic.
I can't believe cray has made it into the dictionary. Deep web, which I can't believe has not been a word so far.
It's a word and a horrible thing.
This one just makes me really mad. Don'tcha. D-O-N-C-H-A. Don't you know is now a fucking word. God damn it. I
watched the first three episodes of Fargo.
Douchebaggery. Douchebaggery is now a noun.
Douchebaggery, yeah? That's wicked.
Douchebaggery, it's now a thing.
That's one of the ones I agree.
E-cig, fandom, fast follower, 5-2 diet, FML is now in the dictionary.
Right.
Hate watch, hot mess, hot mic.
Is that like a that sexual thing? You give,
no,
you
it's
give
M-I-C.
Someone a hot mic. And you, that's where they get on top of the glass coffee table.
It's like a magic mic, but you have the heat turned up.
And you,
humble brag, noun and
wow, Harris Whittles will be happy about that one. Except he's not making any money.
Hyperconnected, which I didn't realize this thing. ICYMI, in case you missed it. Listicle.
Wow.
Live tweet. Mansplain. Mud run, which is just tap water. Neck beard. Paleo diet, which is a trademark. I don't know how that made it in the dictionary. Second screen.
I have a second screen.
Sentiment analysis. My favorite, side boob. I just love that side boob's in the dictionary now. Side eye, smartwatch, SMH, spit take, subtweet, tech savvy, time poor, throw shade.
Tech savvy is also a trademark. So that's a company.
Yeah. Vape is also now in there. WDYT. And this is going to make you want to kill yourself. What do you think the last one is?
I don't know.
We're going alphabetically here. We just got through TVW.
Extreme with an X. What is it?
Nah. YOLO.
Of course. Of course it is.
Of course. YOLO is now in the dictionary.
That's good. Also, this is going to mark a weird occasion for me being on your podcast. I'm sober. Yeah.
What?
I'm just like out of weed. I'm not changing my life.
I thought you were just like, I'm sober, my son.
I found religion. No, I just ran out of weed, so I'm not like high for once while I'm talking to you.
I would imagine that would be great if like we did that. Just like between Gasm of Thrones seasons, you just come back and you're just like. You're born again.
I'm actually going to do that too.
Well, you still want to do the podcast?
I'm going to do that to my friends because like I'm probably going to cut my hair off pretty soon. I'm getting kind of sick of it. And like I'm going to like cut my hair off, shake my beard, and tell everybody that I'm born again.
I think you're going to look like skinhead. You look like a skinhead if you cut your shit.
I'm not going to shave my hair. I'm just going to cut it to like a man's haircut. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a normal person.
Yeah. As normal
I always call that when I used to do that, I used to say it was like I was coming down from the mountain because you'd see like old videos and stuff when like these miner guys who'd be up in like the logging cabins. They'd be up in the camps for like 8 months at a time and they would just have hair down to like their shoulders and these huge burly beards. And then they'd come down. First thing they do is like get a haircut and a shave and like, oh, I'm rejoining society.
Yeah. I basically look right now like I've fucking been in cryogenic stasis for fucking like 5 years.
What would if you were in cryogenic stasis for 5 years, what would have changed? What would be the thing? Like, because that was only 2009. That's so fucking weird how like time is passing so quickly.
Yeah, that's just a symptom of age. But I don't know. I would be really flabbergasted about the new Ninja Turtles movie. That would weird me out. It's like, why do they look like that? That's not what the Ninja Turtles ever look like.
I would be more weirded out. You know what? I would be weirded out. There are two 21 Jump Street movies.
What's that?
I would be weirded out. There are two 21 Jump Street
and
movies.
And they're both good.
Like it's like, wait, two of them?
Okay, so they dug up this shitty franchise from the 80s and made a movie. No big surprises there. They made another one. They're both good. What?
Yeah. Also, Channing Tatum, hilarious.
He was quite funny in that.
I want to go back in the tube.
I didn't see the second one yet, but I heard good things.
I haven't seen it either, but I didn't see the first one until
I didn't see it until you were like, no, man, it's actually good. And I was like, all right, I'm going to give you this.
I remember that conversation. It was so much convincing to get you to watch it.
I checked it out, though. I really enjoyed it. Also, there were like some dudes in that movie who I really like. And Johnny Pemberton, he's a guy who works with DJ Dunpan a lot. Yeah, and he's in like some of his Poundhouse videos and stuff. And he was one of the like the nerd kids that changed. And he's really great. So I was like, oh man, this movie has like some alt comedy cred. Fantastic. Yeah, it's a thing.
Do you want to talk about Robin Williams?
Sure, he's dead.
Do you have anything to say about him?
Like, it was pretty surprising that he offed himself. Surprised. That was weird.
I made a joke about that day where I was just like, who's due to make a comeback? Genies. And I'm like, Genies haven't been around for a while, and it's just like Robin Williams.
An hour later,
dead.
Yeah.
It was just like,
Said I was bummed because he wasn't gonna fucking play the new Zelda game because he really likes the Legend of Zelda, and he's not gonna get a chance to see how the series turns out.
He seemed like he would be an interesting guy. I like that the more we learn about him, the more interesting he becomes. Just like, he was a gamer. Like, he did, like, video games. Like, he would just, like, hang out. And, like, he was, like, a comedian, too. Like, he never kind of lost that. Which, a lot of these guys, they always talk about. Like, you hear these guys who go on to be movies, stars and stuff. They always seem to, some of them kind of lose. Like, I feel like Adam Sandler doesn't do stand-up anymore. But, like, I look at that. Some of these guys just keep doing it. Like you see, like, Chris Rock or Seinfeld will just always do it. They'll never stop doing it. They could totally stop doing it anytime they want. It was very interesting. I was amazed at how like everyone lost
them. Yeah, well, I mean, like, it was just the kind of person that like nobody has any real ill will towards, even if you're not like the biggest fan.
I think a lot of people that wouldn't have been true like maybe 10 years
ago. Yeah, I suppose. Well, I mean, Robin Williams has been
because the whole plagiarism.
What, Robin Williams stole some materials with it?
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble for that.
Hear anything about that? Who did he lift shit off of?
It was just a bunch of San Francisco guys. They all said it was just a bunch of things. It was during his cocaine and like crazy. It pretty much happens whenever you're like anytime you're. It's just like the way it goes. It's like if you're a guy who's all of a sudden just the biggest thing in the entire world, like Dan Cook had the same thing, and they made reference to it in that episode of Louie that Dan Cook was in. Like, you know, you're just this crazy rocket of fame that's just shooting up and just consuming everything around you, like, and it just happens. Yeah. And then it happened to Robin Williams like, you know, 20 years before.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I'd never heard of that before.
Also, that episode of Louie is now gonna be really fucking weird when you watch it with
Robin
Williams.
Where he's like, we'll go to each other's funerals and such. I bet if you see a picture of Louis C.K. at Robin Williams' funeral, a bunch of people are gonna get pretty sad.
I feel like it's going to become... I think he has to go,
I'm sure he would anyway.
Yeah. Apparently the Westboro Baptist Church is going to picket it.
Yeah. No big fucking shocker there. Those guys really like attention.
I don't know what they could picket him for. Like, they're just like, I think it was because he played a cross-dresser in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Sure.
Which I contend is bullshit. Here's the reason that's bullshit. And I know that I'm using logic to dissuade the Westboro Baptist Church. So this can only go great.
It's fire with oil.
It's like fighting a fire with a flamethrower. It's like fighting it's like fighting fire with words. Something a fire cannot understand. Here's the reason, Mrs. Doubtfire. You can't get mad at him. The entire reason that he was cross-dressing was because his wife was leaving him, and that he wanted. It was entirely a play at family values.
Yeah, it was entirely.
He was trying to keep his family together. That's all he was doing. by cross-dressing. He was doing a necessary evil for
yeah,
the greater
nobody
good.
Can, nobody can say anything about that, except the
of course they can. They're morons.
That is true. Eh, whatever. Like, they're just old hat now. I don't think anybody even really cares. Like, people used to get, like, wicked offended and stuff, and, you know, for good reason, but I think we're just really all just over it.
You know who they remind me of? You remember Jack
Thompson?
Yeah,
the video game guy.
Yeah, Jack Thompson, I remember, because that's in the name, like, no one today. If you're, like, a kid playing video games, you don't even know
it's because
Jack
our
Thompson
generation
like,
saved
we
him
were,
from them.
Yeah, when we were younger, he was
everywhere. Was the boogeyman.
Like, I was legitimately afraid he was going to win. Yeah. Like, there was so many times of Jack Thompson, if you're not familiar, which you're lucky, he was this crazy lawyer guy who had a real stick up his ass about video games and just decided that video games were the devil.
Especially the Grand Theft Auto series.
Really, he hated Grand Theft Auto. No, and so he hated every video game. Like, he wouldn't discriminate. Like, he would just be like, oh, fuck that game, fuck that game, fuck that game, fuck that game. Like, and he basically went on this crusade against video games to the point that he was legitimately disbarred. Like,
he wasted so much of people's time in the courts that they took away his lawyer license.
Yeah. They said, dude, they looked at him and went, I was going to say literally, I got to stop using that word.
You're figuratively an
idiot.
They
figuratively looked at him and went, dude, you have cost us time and money. You're an insane person. You need to go away now. And he did.
Yeah, and that was a really good ending of that story. Everybody was pretty satisfied. Yeah. And video games got more violent than ever.
It's true. What if it turns out he was wrong the whole time?
Whatever. It's not like that there have been more mass killings or anything because of, oh, wait. There's always more mass killings. That's just because people are nutballs.
It's just because people have access to
a lot of guns, and then they see, oh, that person got on the news forever. And then every time that happens, there's a mass killing, and people are like, hey, don't put these guys on the news because that gives them all the attention that they want and inspires more mass killers. And then the first thing they do? They publish the guy's name and put his picture up there and his YouTube channel.
Your sobriety is the perfect example of why gun restriction should be be enacted. If there was weed around, you would
of course
be smoking
there was.
It right now.
What are you, crazy?
But the fact is, you kind of want to smoke weed. You don't really want to smoke weed. There's not weed around. Yeah. You're not going to smoke weed. But if you really wanted to, you would get it. It's the same thing with guns. If there are no guns around, most of the people who kill people would just say, fuck it, I don't care. I'm going to be non-killing, buddy. If someone really wanted to kill somebody, they would find a way.
That's right. Like,
but most of the people
If I was
wouldn't.
Like smoking some kind of strange strain of weed that was physically addictive, I'd probably find a way to smoke some.
Exactly. You would be finding it. But the fact that it's not around has prevented you from doing it.
I'm just like, okay, I'll just be sober today. Fine.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a sad thing with Robin Williams. I think everyone's kind of bummed about it, which is good and bad. Obviously it's bad that he had to die, but I mean, it's so fucked up the way he died, too.
Well, I mean, you know, suicide's pretty common amongst entertainers, especially those who have crazy mental problems.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I didn't realize that his depression was a secret. Because a lot of people are talking about it as if it was a secret. But I thought it was everyone widely known that he was depressed.
Well, I was talking to Adam about it, and he said, apparently Robin Williams is like a known depressive who had a lot of problems with addiction and stuff. And I was like, what about the addiction? But I didn't know he was.
I thought everybody knew that. Like, I thought that was a widely known fact
just
about
the 80s. People did a lot of cocaine in the 80s. Like, that's kind of what you did.
There was a time. Yeah, there was a time in America where an 8-ball was considered one of the 4 food groups.
That's what you have in the morning to go to your high-powered business meeting with your shoulder pads and your Walkman and your 90-pound cell phone.
And your Huey Lewis music.
News,
Oh, Huey Lewis in the news. He wanted a new drug. He got it.
Yeah. Fit to be Square is a celebration of the joys of conformity.
Hip to be Square turned out to be true, though.
Yes, it is.
That's such a good movie.
It's a good one.
Christian Bale's.
Oh, man. But that whole Robin Williams thing, this is a thing that like happens every time somebody famous kills himself. It's that everybody in the world is like, oh, hey, mental health and depression are really like, okay, for you guys who don't know, I am massively clinically depressed. That's kind of my thing. It's what I talk about on stage. It's kind of how I live my life. But like I suffer from clinical depression. And every time somebody kills himself, who's like super famous, everybody's like, oh yeah, mental health and depression are really important for 9 hours. It's the only thing anybody can talk about for 9 hours. And people like jump on the bandwagon. It's like, oh hey, if anybody's ever having a tough time, you can talk to me. But like,
you can talk to me.
It's like, dude, that's also, I hate that because it's really, really disingenuous. Yeah. Because
it's such a, no, you know what it is more than anything? It's fucking,
it's condescending as shit. And here's the thing that happened to me yesterday was, it wasn't yesterday. Whatever, it was yesterday. Let's say that. But this lady, she's a journalist, posted a Tumblr link of this comedian from back home. And, like, I know a little bit about the dude, and I know he doesn't have any fucking, like, underlying mental issues. He's, like, you know, straight up just normalman.exe. And the guy, like, he posted some silly article about, like, how he understands the plight of people who suffer from depression. Because he cried in a grocery store one time because he was emotional about seeing his family after a long time. And I got, I got pretty butthurt about it, and I made a comment. And the first thing that this journalist, who is, like, she's, like, crazy, like, social justice. Like, she's all about, like, you can't say this to this person because this, and everybody has to be sensitive to everything else. The first thing she said was she claimed that I was lying about having depression. That was the first thing she said. And it's like, okay, nobody actually wants to hear anything out of a depressed person. Like, they want to say they're there for them. But the moment it gets uncomfortable or unpleasant to talk to somebody who's actually suffering from this disease, people just walk away. Or they'll just get mad at you. Or something like that.
It's the same thing with every, if anything, that's a good thing, because that shows that depression and mental illness, just like every other illness, is just as accepted as every other illness. Nobody actually wants to see someone with cancer. They want to see a beautiful movie star pretend to have cancer. Like, nobody wants to see a guy die of AIDS. They want to see Tom Hanks die of AIDS. Like, and it's the same thing with mentally handicapped people. You don't want to see an actual mentally handicapped guy. You want to see, you know,
yeah, you
Sean
want to see
Penn
Rodeo
pretend
radio,
to be handicapped.
Whichever
one. You don't want to see Radio. You want to see I Am Sam. You know, you want to see Forrest Gump. You want to see that kind of, like, that kind of portrayal.
That,
yeah. And it's like you give.
Sorry, but Adam, he made a Tumblr article about basically what we were talking about. And, like, it said it pretty well, because this is a thing that has come a million times. And, like, people, the people I know who suffer from these afflictions are just, like, so fucking over it.
Exactly, because you live with this every day, and that's the difference between, like, the difference between someone like me who lives with this. I don't suffer from any clinical depression. I have emotions like every other human being. That doesn't mean dick all. Like,
yeah.
When things are going good, I'm happy. When things are not going good, I am sad. Oh no, there must be something wrong with me.
Wired up pretty good as far as that goes.
No, I have emotions like a human. That's just, I hate that fucking argument, dude. You know what it is? I think because I come at it from attention deficit disorder. I have attention deficit disorder. I have attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Like, really bad. Not as bad anymore now that I'm older. But all these people who are like, oh man, I'm so ADD sometimes. Like, you're not ADD sometimes. There are times when you cannot concentrate because you are distracted. That does not mean that you have my fucking
Just really people angry, who are, like, dumb and don't pay attention to things. And it's like, oh, I'm fucking ADD. It's like, it's annoying.
And they use it. The best thing is when they use it as an excuse to be cunty. When they're like, when I'm not paying attention to you, and it's like, oh, I'm looking at something else, and if, oh, I'm just, am I ADD? Or I'm being ADD? No, you're being asshole. Yeah. When I'm trying to have a conversation with someone and I cannot hold eye contact because of this thing that I have, and I hate it and try to fight against it and hold eye contact and consciously try to focus on something and can't, that is the difference.
Like,
because there's nothing in the world I would love more to not have sometimes.
It's got to be a real pain in the balls.
Exactly. But I'm not even woe is me, but I'm just saying, I kind of get it from that angle where it's like, fuck you. Like, but yeah, it's just I like that people have been seemingly good. I mean, I read something today about his daughter getting all like abused on Twitter.
Yeah, which is crazy. Cause like that, you can't even pin that on 4chan. Like,
no, 4chan at least.
4chan
says,
was like bummed. I was on there and somebody posted a thread on the video game board. They're like, what do you think Robin Williams' favorite Zelda was? And somebody was like, his daughter. And then there were 100 reaction images of just like weeping tears. Different pictures of just like people breaking down and crying.
I would have just been like,
yeah, exactly.
Good job, sir. Good job, I assume, sir. Good job.
Like, even that, there's just some disgusting people out there.
With Twitter and Instagram apparently were the worst. Which is strange, because that's apparently where the normal people hang out.
It's where everybody hangs.
That's what's so funny is it's just like, oh, that's where like the cool kids go, and those are the people being fucking monsters.
Pretty much.
Not the internet. Yeah, not the internet like the dregs of society that we hang out at. It's like, no, we're good.
That's fine.
You know, we're,
you don't need to harass somebody over their dead dad. That's probably, it's not very classy, I don't think. Personally, I don't want to like have any, you know, huge revelations here, but I don't think that's a nice thing to do. Sound very good.
Yeah. That must be so weird, like, and I know it's like not a controversial thing. I couldn't even imagine going through that. Like, kids having to go through something that horrible, but also
I would just have to find the closest person who messaged me through like their IP and just go beat their face in. The best thing I could do, because I know how to do that. So I just closest.
Wait, how do you?
Oh,
know
there's
how to
just
do that?
Ways, man. Like fucking, there's programs and stuff. If you like look at something. Like a tweet or whatever.
I was referring to beat their face in. I wasn't referring to finding them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
I thought you were saying I can beat their face in. I know how to do
that.
No.
I know how to find it.
Wait, could you watch Game of Thrones?
and there's like search engines.
I got
where you
it.
Can
eyes
put
and
in
face.
An IP address, and it'll give you a location. That's all.
I thought you were gonna say eyes and face squeeze. I saw
like
how it works.
Like this, yeah.
His girlfriend will scream in terror. It's great. Everybody will be happy. Everyone goes home happy. Speaking of Game of Thrones, did you see that that he announced that the fans were right?
Yeah, I did see that. I thought that was kind of funny. I wonder who would, well, I think we all know what
we
what,
all know who it
what
is,
people were right about.
I mean, what if it's not? What if it's somebody just completely insignificant? Like something they didn't even fucking like. Just one thing we dismissed. Like,
or like
that'll
some
happen.
Idiot's like, completely nutball theory that nobody like even paid any attention to or something.
What is it? Yeah, it's like on Rick and Morty with Stupid Morty.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
Stupid
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Such a good episode.
Dumb Rick.
I think like January, February, maybe.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So many good cartoons these days. Kids are living in the glory days. Well, I mean, that's not a kid joke. Don't watch that
well,
show.
I mean, like kids are always going to watch everything that's animated. I mean, I watched South Park when I was coming up and The Simpsons and stuff.
I did too. I said this about South Park. I'm old enough. South Park is an old enough show that when I was young, it's 17 years old. I'm 25 years old. When South Park started, I was 8. I was too young for South Park, but not in that you're too young to watch that, in the sense that I don't get it. I'm like, what? And then when I was like 11 and it was, you know, I still was too young, but I was like, oh, this is great. This is naughty. And then came up, and then all of a sudden I was the perfect age for it. I was old enough to watch it. And it was and now I'm almost aging out a little bit, where it's like, oh, I'm getting older now. And it's just, fuck, that show's old.
I found there was just kind of like a pretty major dip in quality in the last season for one reason or another.
Oh, dude, but they've had some. Me and Cheska did this once. We looked at a season by season breakdown and like just looked at the episodes. If you go back, every single season, there are some just amazing, shining star episodes, but there's a lot of duds. And this season had some great episodes, though. Like Ginger Cow is one of my favorite episodes. That's the one with Cartman where he finds the cow and then the ginger cow and then it like...
I don't think I did. I think I dropped out of the season before.
Oh, dude. It's the best episode of the season. I'm telling you, watch that one. Just watch that immediately. Ginger Cat. It's an arc.
Yeah, I'll give it
on an arc. There's such a story to this. You wonder how they crammed all this story in 22 minutes. It's amazing. It's one of the funniest episodes of the season. I loved it to death. It's actually very very relevant now because it involves a lot of peace in the Middle East stuff.
Yeah, that's another thing that I would be confused by if I was in cryogenic stasis for 5 years. Oh, the world is falling apart.
Yeah, but I feel like you go in there and come out and like, oh, Israel and Palestine still hate each other.
Yeah, okay. But now there's Ukraine and Russia and Iraq going back to Foxville and just everything. Just everything everywhere.
I know. Do you ever open up and like wonder, is this it? Have we reached the end? Like, you just like you look at it and just all of it. Ebola's going on in Africa. It's like everybody's got something.
I don't really think
it's
the end of the world, but like every time I see, like every time I open our world news on Reddit, like I'm just like, oh man, I really like living in Canada.
Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the world either. I don't think I'm not an apocalypse guy. I don't believe that we're smart enough to kill ourselves.
We could do it accidentally.
I honestly don't. No, because I don't think we're smart enough to do that. I feel like we'd still fuck it up. Like, my hope for humanity is the opposite of most people's hope for humanity, where it's like, most people are like, we're smart enough, we'll figure it out, or we'll have... I love the appeal to the smart guys, that it's like, some smart guy is going to come along and fix this problem so I can act like a fucking asshole. Like,
that's pretty much how I live my life. I'm sure scientists will work this out.
So I can drive a Hummer anywhere... Yeah, I can drive a Hummer anywhere I want and go home to my 9,000-square-foot home with air conditioning 365 days a year because some smart guy is going to figure it out.
Oh, man, I'm such a piece of shit. Where I don't pay the utilities here, I kept my air conditioner on cold nights just because I like the noise. It helps me sleep.
If we get into an apocalypse, like there's an actual apocalypse, I'm gonna look at you like, how's your fucking noise now, dumbass?
Which is funny because I can make less energy by recording it and then playing it.
I was gonna say, record it and play it on iTunes.
It's not the same. I like the breeze.
A seal, like a friggin' a fan and iTunes, and you could have the exact same experience.
Pretty much. But also, fuck my landlord. So that's another thing. Fuck my
Fuck your soon to be ex
landlord. Stupid landlord. Ugh, it's been going bad with them.
But yeah, I'm not an apocalypse guy. It is amazing how all this shitty shit is happening.
Oh yeah, but you know, it's just coincidence, and also war is kind of a thing that always happens. Not much you can do about that, really.
I remember that Ukraine-Russia thing was weird. I've been saying that. Do you remember the Malaysia Airlines thing, right? When the first plane went down? I remember being pissed. Because this Ukraine-Russia thing, like Russia invades a sovereign nation. And all anybody wants to talk about is a fucking plane. One plane went down. Where's the plane? Where's the plane? Like I remember I was at school and a bunch of like other teacher, like other like soon to be teachers, and they're all like, and I'm like, yeah, this UK, and I'm talking to my professor, like, this Ukraine Russia thing, and we're getting like, oh, this is interesting. All of a sudden, like, the plane, and they're like, you can see them tuning out, like, I don't care. It's like, the plane, oh my god, the plane. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, and why does nobody care what Russia does? Like,
nobody cares. No, literally,
nope,
they
nobody
don't.
Gives a fucking
it
shit.
Is.
Like,
no, like, they give a shit, but you know, it's just that thing where like Russia knows what Russia is. It's that guy where like, where, and I do this to people. I used to do this to my friend Tom, and I'm ashamed to admit it. I'm not a good person sometimes. I would fuck with Tom because I was his ride.
Yeah.
And Tom couldn't do shit. Like, that was the thing. Like, I would fuck with him all the time. Not in a mean, malicious way.
Walk home.
But just in a I'm fucking with you way. But because I knew he couldn't say shit when I was driving home. And that's what Russia's just like, you know what, man? You're not going to do anything about it. I'm going to fuck with you as much as I want.
I'm probably just brainwashed because like all the war games I've ever been familiar with in my life, like all the Call of Duty and shit, it's like Russia does some fucked up shit and now we're at war. But it's like, we're at the part where Russia does the fucked up shit, but nobody cares. It's like Ukraine.
No, nobody's going to do it.
Not a big deal. Like, there's enough Ukrainian people in Canada, for fuck's sakes. You think they'd, like, want them to do something about it? Weird.
Yeah, like, if you look at history, it's like, okay, so they invaded a sovereign nation. We're told not to do it.
Yeah, over and over.
And then their terrorist rebel group shot down a commercial airliner that was just flying in their airspace.
Yep.
You realize that World War One was started because one dude killed another dude. That was it. And it was just bam, here we go. Like, the entire world has delved into chaos, and now we're just like, fuck that shit.
Just like, nah.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Nah. It's like, oh, we're going to put some sanctions on you, Russia. And Putin's like, I'm drinking baby's blood. He's like, oh, Putin, you're such a silly man.
You know what Putin is? Putin is what Kim Jong-un thinks he is. Is what Putin really is.
Kind of.
Like, where Kim Jong-un's like, I am the leader. I am the greatest man. I do all this great shit. Like, his dad was more like this. Like, I do all this great shit. I'm the best person ever. I rule the world. No one could fucking touch me. Like, but they don't actually, like, just live in this little fiefdom. Like, Putin is legitimately doing that. Like, he's legitimately like, what are you going to do? Fucking, I'm gonna ride a horse and not wear a shirt. Fuck you. Like,
yeah, apparently Putin's shorter than I am. Yeah, he's a little baby man with a baby dick. I'm just trying to say a lot of bad things about Vladimir Putin to see if I get taken away by ex-KGB. Because, like, that happens.
Why ex-KGB? That happens.
There was this dude, I can't remember what the fuck his name was, of course, but he went on...
Well, no one remembers his name.
He went on the news, and he said some shit about, like, Russia's intelligence agencies and shit. And 2 days later, he got killed in his driveway by like, Russian spies in the States. Not in Russia, in the United States. And this was, I think, like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years.
There was that Russian spy who got caught a few years ago, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Russia, a bunch of dumb, shitty fucks. Fuck that country. Fuck that. Yeah, I played Dota, asshole. So fuck that country completely. All the Russians.
Did you see that Dota tournament that was like, what was the prize? Like $3
million?
Try
$11 million.
Was it $11 million? Yes. Because what was it? It was all the buy-ins, right? It was something to do. It was like the reason it got so high, it was a pool of money that just kept growing because I can't remember. Was it? No, it was a subscription.
Here's what it is. Like, to watch basically, it or every year, Valve comes out with the compendium for Dota. And the compendium is just like this little booklet that goes on your profile. But you can get, like, extra points on your compendium by, like, either paying money for it or, like, playing the game or whatever. And the more points you get on your compendium, you get more, like, extra cosmetic goodies. And so people were just buying in the $10 for all the goodies that you automatically get and then, like, grinding out their compendiums to get more goodies. Cat, no, fuck, my cat's trying to walk on the microphone here. Go the other way.
That's fine.
Dumb dickhole. But anyway, the compendium, yeah. So, like, people just bought a lot of compendiums, put a lot of compendium points onto their profiles so they could, like, level up their shit. I bought one, and it also gives you access to, like, all the games, and you get little bonuses for watching the games. It's just, like, it really makes it into a community thing.
So what does this have to do with the
$11 million? Well, when you buy a compendium, like, $250 out of your $10 goes to the prize pool. So everybody who buys one is kicking in $250 for prizes, and builds up to a lot of money. And I think next year might be bigger, or it might be way less.
You think it's peaked? I think this might be the peak.
It could be, but the thing about it is, well, like the reason I think it'll be a lot less is because the international was such a fucking disappointment this year. Yeah, well, really? I mean, like there's teams from all over the world, right? Well, the final was China versus China, and it was just a stomping. Like, there was no fight. Like, it was just, like, over. VG and Newbie were the two teams. And VG won one game, and then Newbie won six in a row. That were just complete, like, stompings. And
I remember when video game, like, esports was first coming around, and, like, everyone was like, oh my god, it's gonna be big, man. It's gonna be bigger than, like, everything. And I'm like, and it is big, but, like, I feel like it's occupying the same space as, like, competitive bowling.
Maybe. I don't know.
If you're into it, you know everybody's name, like, and they're, like, and you, like, or maybe not competitive, maybe a little bit better. Maybe, like, I don't know, maybe, like tennis. No, tennis isn't even too big. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, actually, tennis might be a good one. Like, there's, like, you'll know certain people. But the vast majority of them, you don't get fucked. Like, you don't know any curling. Yeah.
Great. Well, example. I mean, Dota, like in esports in general, is a completely different thing because you sometimes have a lot of personal stake in the people who play these games because, like, all the people, not all of them, but like a lot of the professional gamers, when they're not in tournament season, they're on Twitch, like streaming. And yeah. So they're just like talking to the chat.
See, that's the beauty of that you can build a personality, like you can build a, you know, a
oh, yeah. My favorite Dota player is like a 17-year-old Russian kid, and he is the.
Wait, whoa. Did you say something nice?
Yeah,
about
this
the
one guy. He's amazing. He's the funniest fucking dude in the entire world. Guy's name is Big Daddy, and he's like a tiny guy, and he's just like the crudest motherfucker who plays that game.
What if you found out it was Vladimir Putin?
I don't know, man. Vladimir Putin, he's a little bit older, but I guess it could be a mask or something.
What if you found out that it was like, oh my God, that would be, could you imagine that if you found that out? That would be the greatest thing to find out. It's like, it turns out Vladimir Putin is like a professional. Remember, like, did you watch House of Cards? They tried to do that on House of Cards, but like, I play video games. I'm in touch with the youth because I play
video
games.
That's what he
does
to relieve stress, and they don't even let him play video games in the second season.
Yeah. And nobody buys it. Like, we're all just like, okay, this is fucking stupid. Like, but if you found out legitimately, like, Vladimir Putin was a huge Super Smash Brothers player.
I'd like to play him. That'd be fun.
And his Jigglypuff could beat everybody else.
I could show him a thing or two about a thing or two. I played a little bit of Smash. Great.
Yeah, I did too. I was on all my college. I could have got a degree in Super Smash Brothers drinking and Rock Band.
Yeah, it could be said of a lot of people, I'm sure.
We're almost at an hour, man.
All right, help.
This is funny how it just happens.
Yeah,
it just does
the flow of it, man. Just gab about some bullshit.
We started from the bottom talking about dick transplants.
What?
And now we're here talking about Jigglypuff played by.
No, that's like a thing. I think that's like a Drake thing. Started from the bottom. Yeah? Now I'm here. Started from the bottom. Now
I was
I'm
referring
sex
to us.
With a bed. Yeah. It's a reference to a thing, dude. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy? I didn't.
I was about to ask you.
No, I want
you
real bad, though. I heard it's like the best thing that ever happened
really
to anybody
good.
Ever.
Don't go in there with high expectations.
Well, it looks like fun.
Because it's so good. It's so good, but I want you to go in there just clean.
Yeah.
It's the best movie ever, but just go in clean. Because honestly, I hate that when that happens. I wish I could see. I don't like going to see movies. Right. First week. I almost never do. My ideal of seeing a movie is like there's like nine people in the theater and they're all geeky.
That's how
dudes
I saw
like
The Raid 2, and that was a great time.
Like, I love that. It's just like you get enough fan reaction, like that guy's laughing, I'm laughing, he's laughing, we have a fucking moment. That's all I need. I don't need a billion people in there. But yeah, so Guardians of the Galaxy, it's fucking great.
Yeah,
it's so
I've
good.
Heard as much. I really want to see it just because it looks like it'd be completely up my alley. Like,
one of the biggest jokes they pay off in the entire movie involves Kevin Bacon.
Cool. And don't they have like a...
I don't want to
like
give it away.
Like, Chris Pratt's character has like a mixtape or something of all old songs.
Yes, that's actually a big plot point throughout the whole movie.
Cool. I'm not going to ask too many questions.
The opening...
Like, I do really, really intend on watching this.
So basically, he's a kid who gets picked up. He's a kid and like he gets picked up in like 1981 or something. Or like 1988 or something like that, and then he gets picked up. It's 20 years later, and it's often
wait. So this takes place in present time, and Chris Pratt is an Earth guy. I did not know any of that.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a kid. The beginning of the movie is really sad. I'm gonna warn you about.
Don't
that
tell me any more stuff. I gotta watch it.
I'm not gonna tell you, but I'm just gonna say, just go in and realize the beginning is really good. Fucking dark. Like
good. I hope so.
Oh, just some of the shit they do with Drax is just hilarious. Like, because Drax played by Dave Bautista.
Who's apparently, like, pretty good.
He's really good.
He's pretty good.
He plays everything, like, really well. But the whole thing with Drax the Destroyer is that he comes from a race of people who are completely literal. They do not understand metaphor, any, idiom. And so there's a huge running gag. Between where every time Chris Pratt uses like pop culture references or anything, he's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he'll like address him like, and it, you know, it's almost like a British, like a farce almost, but like they, but it's just this thing where like, he's so weirdly intimidating that it's not farcical, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like it's not Amelia Bedelia. It's like, what if Amelia Bedelia was a fucking sword wielding psychopath?
Right.
But the best character in the entire movie has three lines.
Yeah.
Groot. I am Groot, played by Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he always does best when he's like only saying like one or two things.
Dude, this is Iron Giant too. This is exactly what he did with Iron Giant, where like
if Groot kills himself, like, animated I'm not character. Gonna be very fucking happy. Oh Jesus! Oh Jesus!
No comment. No comment.
Man, I can't believe I just spoiled that for myself.
No comment. I was gonna say no comment.
Yeah, right. Way.
Let me put it this way. They've already greenlit Guardians
of the
Galaxy 2.
That's true. That's true.
Calm the fuck down. They've already greenlit Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And this is a Marvel movie. When has anyone ever died in a Marvel movie?
I got taken in when the Civil War happened back in like 06.
I actually, someone pointed this out, is that, and this almost made me come on my pants. If you look at the way they've been positioned in the movies, they're setting up for Civil War. Setting up for Civil
War. Oh, really?
Because it's not, I was at an article online, it's not like explicit, but you can definitely see them laying kind of the seeds for it with, see, they introduced, if you've seen Winter Soldier, obviously, right? So they've already introduced Bucky, which, spoiler alert, for comics, they've already introduced the next Captain America. And if you look at when they're, this is what they're pointing out. If you look at Age of Ultron, the plot description of Age of Ultron.
Yeah, it's like
Tony Stark is sick of being a superhero, and he invents the Ultron to do all their work for them. And so that whole idea that Tony is like, okay, this is fucking ridiculous. We need to stop doing this. That's the seed of Civil War. The idea that they push them. How fucking amazing would that be if that was Avengers 3?
Cool. I don't know how easy it would be to make me hate Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Because I hated Iron Man back in 2006.
But that's the thing, is you're supposed to hate him, but then you realize the whole thing when Cap dies, and then he realizes, oh, I've been a horrible
person. Yeah, that's kind of
like,
what they call an arc.
That could totally, and they've already introduced the extremist thing. Like they've started laying the groundwork for everything. Like, that would be amazing though. If they did that, I don't think they would. They seem kind of invested in this Thanos thing, which I think.
Yeah, Thanos, he's like kind of a big deal. You know. It's like the super.
I mean, he is a big deal. I don't. The space stuff just never really got me that excited. That's the only thing I would say about Guardians of the Galaxy is it doesn't really feel like a Marvel movie, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they try to integrate it with the rest of the Marvel movies. It's not a Marvel movie. It's a Star Wars.
That's what
movie.
I've heard it's a lot. It's Star Wars for new generation. Basically, just Star Wars, which is amazing.
It's like. It's like Star Wars and Scott Pilgrim got together and just said, let's make a movie.
Great. Fuck, I hope it's still in theaters. Like, this has been the worst month for me ever because warning podcast listeners, just dumb personal stuff. But, like, my dickhead manager at my work quit and he, like, walked out. So I've been having to do like crazy amounts of hours, but I've also been insanely poor because I've been moving, like, and I had to dump all my money into a deposit and everything. So I haven't been able to get out to the theater, even though like I'm like chomping at the bit to see that fucking movie.
You know that I had a $0 bank balance for most of this week?
I've had a $0 bank balance for a very long time.
I never had that before. I had exactly $0 and $900
feels
in credit
bad,
card
man.
Debt. I started. Inching away. Actually, I paid off the credit card. I got paid today, so I paid off the credit card debt. But yeah, I'm back out of the hole. But
not me. I'll be okay in mid-September. I'll be cool then.
Yeah.
Everything will be great. I can watch movies and buy weed again. Everything will be fine. Fantastic.
Yeah. But yeah, you Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
It's fucking great.
It's
way better than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. I almost said Transformers.
That is the same thing. If you look at Shredder,
it is really
like a Transformer, for God's sakes.
Yeah, apparently they're not even in it for very much.
I watched most of the Red Letter Media review of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle today, and like apparently it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, that's what I've heard from people. It's not the worst, but it's far from good.
And Michael Bay didn't even direct it. He was just a producer.
Yeah, but the guy who did direct it is still a fucking hack. Like, if you look at the guy who... I'm not saying he did... You can't blame everything on Michael Bay. Blame it on this fucking loser. Like, do you know the guy who directed this, right?
No. Who is it?
All right, I'm gonna find the director of the guy. And then
I love that. Like, it's not Michael Bay, but he's still a fucking idiot.
No, he's still a dumb person.
Like, making dumb, shitty movies,
He's not the only hack in Hollywood.
While you're looking for that, one thing I wanted to follow up on next time we were talking. How are you doing with the old Dark Souls? You anywhere with that?
I stopped playing it. I haven't been able to go back. I haven't been able, what I've been playing?
Paper Please. That's so great. That's a great game.
Yeah, it's the best game. I love it so much.
I guess, spent your time well. I love Dark Souls. Papers, Please is like special.
I get so sucked into it. I'm like, and I was explaining because a friend of mine wants to be a border guard, and I was like, I'm playing this game. And it's a border guard simulator. And he's like, that doesn't sound fun. And I'm like, okay, no, but it's not. It's infuriating. You know that? Okay, I have printed out certain elements. I've printed out the list of all the like all the countries and their issuing cities because that was the worst. I hate.
Did you let Joji in? The guy who comes up to you with a fucking crayon passport.
Oh,
you always gotta let that guy in.
Because he comes back with a real passport.
He does.
At a certain
I just
point.
Let him in right away because he's wicked.
I love it when he comes in, no passport. You got me.
He's the most good-natured guy.
And he comes back and he's like, and I love the thing. It's like, what is it like? Oh, I'm trying to remember now. It's like, Krapika is not a country, dumbass. You can't even look up a real country.
Fucking Joji.
I love it when the person comes in and they've got contraband strapped to their back and it's like, how much do you weigh? Why do you weigh 4 kilograms more than your normal? I wanted one person to just be fat.
Like, well, I put on quite a bit of weight since the last time I got away.
They had one person, which was great, which was, it's like, wait a minute, you're not a girl, this is a guy.
And you check it out, and
sure
enough.
Like, what's your gender? And it's like, no, I'm exactly what I say I am. You've been randomly selected for additional screening. And then you look at their thing, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I literally, I cost my family money because I moved the passport over to the approved so slowly, just like,
you couldn't like take in another person. Oh God, I gotta wrap this up. I gotta do a thing soon.
Yeah, I know. It's a good game. I'm a sociopath.
Oh yeah, you have to be in order to win.
I was amazed at how completely able I was to disassociate emotion. There's that one person who came in and was like, I need this surgery and it's only performed in Astrotska or else I'm going to die. And I'm like, do not.
I always held the human trafficker lady and busted that dumb pimp dude every time.
I helped out the guy who wanted me to recruit engineers for him. And it's great because that was like a cheat I figured out in the game. It was like, okay, so someone comes by and they're an engineer. I know they're legit. So it's just like, here's a card, approved. Never had a problem. Yeah. So the guy who directed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, this is the movies he's directed before that. Darkness Falls. That's that movie where the Tooth Fairy is an evil demon who tries to kill people. 2003. It's 11 years old. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning. The prequel. Okay. Remember that shitty prequel
really,
they made?
I'm aware of it. I'm aware.
Battle Los Angeles and Wrath of the Titans. Wrath of the Titans is probably his best
movie. Yeah, none of that sounds particularly appealing.
Wrath of the Titans with Sam Worthington's crazy curly mullet, which I've never really understood. He had the same haircut in every movie. But yeah, we got to wrap it up. This was a fun conversation.
It's been great to talk to you again and have a... bunch of weirdos listen to it.
I'm going to enjoy trying to figure out a description of what to write about this episode.
Talked about a whole bunch of crap.
We did.
That's pretty much how it goes, man.
It's at least the difference between doing this and doing Game of Thrones is that we don't feel guilty about it.
Exactly.
We're off on a tangent. It's like, that's just
we don't have to talk about Game of Thrones at all. And we did talk about it a little bit.
We talked a little, yeah.
So you got your
a little bit.
Next
a Sousson. A Sousson. Actually, you're one of the actors.
Is that great?
They brought in a new actor to play. I'm trying to remember, like this really old dude. He's like 83 years old. They brought him in. He died three days into shooting. I got really scared because, like, when they said Game of Thrones actor and it's like he was filming all this shit at the wall, I'm like, oh no, not Maester Aemon. That's immediately what I thought. Apparently, it was not Maester Aemon. So, because Maester Aemon's gonna be in this season, so that would suck if they had to recast him all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's gonna have like a pretty big thing.
Absolutely, it's gonna be good. We're gonna be we're gonna have fun. It's gonna be interesting.
I'm
dating a girl.
It's time to get real. It's time to get live.
I'm dating a girl, and she asked me to spoil the entire thing, and so I just started spoiling it. And she's just like, and I realized I was like 18 pages into a text, and I'm just like, fuck, that's a lot of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to spoil. All right,
absolutely.
Okay, right. Well, it was lovely to be back.
Good night.
Always a great time.
Oh, you got to plug some shit, right? You got to plug some shit, right? You got to plug your Twitter so you get your negative one
that's
followers.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you can follow me.
Get your brain gas and bump.
Hurt Kull, HURTKULL. My cat is trying to bite my girlfriend's legs off for some reason right now.
That's
got
fine.
Distracted.
That's
She's running away. My cat's a big dumb idiot. Follow me on Twitter. My cat's a big dumb idiot. Ben?
Are you and Adam still doing your podcast?
It's been put on hiatus for retooling. We're going to bring it back in a different...
The fuck is retooling our podcast?
You'll see. We're bringing it back in a different kind of format. It's going to be similar. Right. Well, not similar. It's going to be quite different.
We're bringing it back. It's going to be similar.
It's going to be different.
It's going to be similar but different. Everything you liked about it will remain. Everything
gone.
You hated,
that's
fucking
right.
Gone. That's how you sell.
That's how
you
sell.
You can follow me on
2014.
You can follow me on Twitter at Braingasm Ben. You can follow the show on Twitter at Braingasm Pod. We have episodes going up every week, as this is one of them. I just remember recording the regular show. I was about to plug Braingasm. Like, wait, this is Braingasm. I've got. I can't think of any shows I've got coming up, like big shows I got to plug.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's it. That's it for everything.
We did it,
you guys. We did it. Episode 151. The 151st episode in the can.
Good night.